Starting the morning off with God is the key to strength and success in your day. Good morning. Today is Holy Thursday. On Thursday of Holy Week, Maundy Thursday, the Church celebrates the three pillars of the Catholic Church instituted by Jesus Christ at the Last Supper: the priesthood, the holy sacrifice of the Mass, and the Holy Eucharist. This is the traditional day for priests to gather with their bishop at the Chrism Mass, to receive oils blessed by the bishop, and to publicly renew their priestly promises. In the evening, the Church celebrates the Mass of the Lord's Supper. After this Mass, the altar is stripped bare, and the Blessed Sacrament is removed from the tabernacle and processed to a separate altar of repose. Here, the Blessed Sacrament is adored until late in the night to commemorate the time Jesus spent in the Garden of Gethsemane in agonizing prayer, the start of his passion. The Blessed Sacrament is then taken away and hidden until the Easter Vigil in memory of our Lord's death and burial. Please join me in praying the morning offering prayer and prayers for our Holy Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day, for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, for the salvation of souls, the reparation of sins, the reunion of all Christians, and in particular for the holy intentions of the Holy Father this month. Amen. Prayers for the Holy Father. Almighty and everlasting God, have mercy upon thy servant, Pope Francis, our Supreme Pontiff, and direct him, according to thy loving kindness, in the way of eternal salvation, that of thy gift he may ever desire that which is pleasing unto thee, and may accomplish it with all his might, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Quote from St. Thérèse of Lisieux: Kneeling before the tabernacle, I can think of only one thing to say to our Lord. My God, you know that I love you. And I feel that my prayer does not weary Jesus. Knowing my weakness, he is satisfied with my good will. Meditation of the Day, an excerpt from The School of Jesus Crucified, The Lessons of Calvary in Daily Catholic Life, by Father Ignatius of the Side of Jesus, pages 179 through 180. After a prolonged period of silence, our dying Savior at length opens his lips to teach us the most sublime lesson of love from the pulpit of the cross. It is the first time that Jesus has spoken from his cross, and the first words he utters are to implore pardon for his enemies while they are in the very act of most barbarously depriving him of life. He forgets all his own sufferings in his solicitude to apply a remedy to the spiritual wounds of his executioners. Not all the bitter torments he is enduring cause him such exquisite pain as the thought of their damnation. He remembers not by whose hands his sufferings are inflicted. He remembers only for whom he is dying, and he procures the eternal salvation of his very crucifiers. Sin is hateful to Jesus. He is dying to destroy it. But the sinner is most dear to him. He is dying for his salvation, and in death is only desirous of affording proofs to his persecutors of the inscrutable depths of his love for them. Then, turning to his divine Father, most beloved Father, he exclaims with his dying accents, "To thee I offer this blood, these wounds, this cross, to move thee to pardon my enemies who have inflicted upon me so cruel a death." O surprising charity! The thought of the eternal perdition of the souls of his crucifiers is a great source of suffering to Jesus than his own most bitter passion. He is expiring in the most excruciating torments, and in death implores grace and pardon for his murderers. Can we conceive more burning love than this, which is neither extinguished nor damped by even the overflowing waters of boundless sorrow? Truly, this is a sublime lesson of what your conduct toward those who injure or offend you should be. How can you have the heart to desire to revenge yourselves upon your enemies when Jesus, with such tender charity, is solely occupied with obtaining the pardon of those who have crucified him? Very possibly, your enemy may not deserve that you should pardon him, but the blood and wounds of Jesus crucified have merited that you should grant that pardon for his sake. The slightest feeling of hatred entertained against your neighbor wounds the loving heart of Jesus and is an obstacle to the remission of your own sins. Scripture verse of the day. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to think in harmony with one another, in keeping with Christ Jesus, that with one accord you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 15, verses 5 through 6. Saint of the Day. The Saint of the Day for March 28th is Saint Conan of Nassau. Saint Conan of Nassau lived between 1139 and 1236. He was a wealthy nobleman, the son of a count, from Nassau, Italy. He was a devout young man, and at the age of 15 became a monk. He lived as a hermit until being called to serve the local monastery as its abbot. Upon the death of his parents, he distributed his inheritance to the poor. While on pilgrimage to Jerusalem, he had a vision of a priest he knew being choked by a snake. Conan raced to the priest to warn him of the danger. The priest's heart was convicted by the truth of the vision and confessed that he was hoarding money and neglecting the poor. Under Conan's direction, the priest gave his excessive savings to the poor and recommitted his life to serving others. After his death, Conan was hailed as a miracle worker. The city of Nassau experienced a series of terrible storms which destroyed crops and disrupted the shipping trade, and the city ran out of grain and other food supplies. When the famine became severe, St. Conan appeared in a vision to a ship captain who was preparing to transport a load of grain. Conan told the captain to change course and take the grain to Nassau. The captain obeyed the vision and arrived in Nassau with food to relieve the famine. St. Conan of Nassau, pray for us. Readings for Holy Mass for the evening Mass of the Lord's Supper. A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verses 1 through 8 and 11 through 14. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall stand at the head of your calendar. You shall reckon it the first month of the year. Tell the whole community of Israel, on the 10th of this month, every one of your families must procure for itself a lamb, one apiece for each household. If a family is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join the nearest household in procuring one, and shall share in the lamb in proportion to the number of persons who partake of it. The lamb must be a year old male and without blemish. You may take it from either the sheep or the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, and then, with the whole assembly of Israel present, it shall be slaughtered during the evening twilight. They shall take some of its blood and apply it to the two doorposts and the lintel of every house in which they partake of the lamb. That same night they shall eat its roasted flesh with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. This is how you are to eat it, with your loins girt, sandals on your feet, and your staff in hand. You shall eat like those who are in flight. It is the Passover of the Lord. For on this same night I will go through Egypt, striking down every firstborn of the land, both man and beast, and executing judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I, the Lord. But the blood will mark the houses where you are. Seeing the blood, I will pass over you. Thus, when I strike the land of Egypt, no destructive blow will come upon you. This day shall be a memorial feast for you, which all your generations shall celebrate with pilgrimage to the Lord, as a perpetual institution." The Word of the Lord. Responsorial Psalm, Psalm 116. Our blessing cup is a communion with the blood of Christ. How shall I make a return to the Lord for all the good he has done for me? The cup of salvation I will take up, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. Our blessing cup is a communion with the blood of Christ. Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have loosed my bonds. Our blessing cup is a communion with the blood of Christ. To you will I offer sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. My vows to the Lord I will pay in the presence of all his people. Our blessing cup is a communion with the blood of Christ. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 23 through 26. Brothers and sisters, I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, and after he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also, the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes." The Word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 13, verses 1 through 15. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So, during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with a towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done to you, you should also do." The Gospel of the Lord. Prayer of Spiritual Communion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most blessed sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Morning Glory Consecration Prayer. Mary, my Mother, I give myself totally to you as your possession and property. Please make of me, of all that I am and have, whatever most pleases you. Let me be a fit instrument in your immaculate and merciful hands for bringing the greatest possible glory to God. Amen. Prayer to Saint Joseph. O glorious Saint Joseph, chosen by God to be the guardian of the Holy Family, whose protection is so great, so strong, in union with the Blessed Virgin Mary and our Savior Jesus Christ, send down from heaven a blessing from God to protect us from any harm, strengthen us in body, soul, and spirit. We ask this through thy powerful intercession. Holy Family, pray for us. Amen. Guardian Angel Prayer. O angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Prayer to St. Michael the Archangel. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. The Three Hail Marys Devotion. The first Hail Mary, in honor of God the Father. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The second Hail Mary, in honor of God the Son. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The third Hail Mary, in honor of God the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O my Mother, preserve my soul from mortal sin during this day. Amen. Memorare to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession, was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Act of Faith. O my God, I firmly believe that you are one God in three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I believe that your divine Son became man, died for our sins, and that he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe these and all the truths which the Holy Catholic Church teaches, because you have revealed them, who can neither deceive nor be deceived. In this faith I intend to live and die. Amen. Act of Hope. O my God, relying on your almighty power, infinite mercy and promises, I hope to obtain pardon for my sins, the help of your grace, and the life everlasting, through the merits of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Redeemer. Amen. Act of Love. O my God, I love you above all things with my whole heart and soul, because you are all good and worthy of all love. I love my neighbor as myself for the love of you. I forgive all who have injured me and ask pardon of all whom I have injured. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Starting the morning off with God is the key to strength and success in your day.